Rex Underwood, Superintendent, Eastern Division, Ohio Turnpike Maintenance.
And the Eastern Division represents what?
Pennsylvania-Ohio state line to approximately the 118-mile marker.
So it's over 118 miles?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the program here today and why it's so important.
Today what we're doing is our annual snow and ice inspection. It's to make sure that our preparations are in place for our annual snow and ice cruise, that the trucks are safe and efficient and ready to battle the winter storms, and that they function in a safe manner on the highway alongside of all of our traveling public.
I assume the graders or whatever, what would you call these, the plow parts?
Blades,
or what,
yes.
The blades, they're not normally on the trucks, are they?
No, they're not. We install all the plows and the wing plow blades on the trucks, usually during the month of August and September, preparing for today.
To you, best of your memory, do you remember the earliest snowfall you've had to deal with?
Halloween weekend. Absolutely, Halloween weekend.
Okay. And how about maybe the worst situation you've had to deal with?
It would probably be a major winter storm, you know, 2 foot of snow, snowing an inch an hour, and several commercials being in accidents all at the same time, where between the weather on the roadway and the commercials blocking the road, it pretty much had the road shut down for a short period of time.
Any advice for drivers who see one of your trucks coming?
Give them lots of space. Definitely don't get up too close behind them. Those guys are they're fighting a winter storm, trying to make the road safe for the traveling public, and they're battling stuff coming off the plows and trying not to cast their salt and any wider than necessary so that we don't hit any cars with it. So just give those guys give them a wide berth. They've been out here for a lot of hours.
In a way, the trucks kind of look like trucks from years gone by, but I'm guessing what's inside might be a bit different technology-wise.
Yeah, the trucks are all loaded with a computer database. They have ground speed sensors mounted into the trucks that's reading the speed of the truck moving down the road, and the computers automatically set the speed of the salt dropping out onto the spinner according to how many pounds per lane mile that the operator feels he needs for that particular storm.
How long can a driver be on the road? More than one shift?
No, and on the Ohio Turnpike, we ask our drivers during major winter storms to work 12-hour swings, 12 on, 12 off. We have them split into two separate crews.
How many drivers might be out at any given time if the road conditions warrant?
Well, at any given time, if it was a statewide storm, we could have as many as 100 to 105 vehicles on actual trucks on the road, not including equipment, and drivers for each one of them for every 12-hour shift.